to the Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10 reads like this: "As a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in Him, things in heaven, and things on earth." Now, verse 10 picks up right in the middle of the thought that Paul is in the middle of expounding. So we have to look back just a touch to verse 9 to understand what Paul is talking about when he says, "as a plan for the fullness of time." So verse 9 reads, "making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ." So the plan for the fullness of time, we see, is the mystery of God's will. Now, when we talk about mystery in the Bible here especially, what we're talking about is not a glass onion, Hardy Boys type whodunit. Paul doesn't have in mind the game of Clue here. What he has in mind, biblically speaking, when he uses the word mystery, is something that was hidden but is now revealed. And so God's plan for the reconciliation of all things to himself is a plan that's set forth at the proper time, at the right time, in the fullness of time, as Ephesians 1:10 will say, in the person and work of Christ. Now, this language can be kind of confusing. In verse 10, we have Christ uniting, rather, all things in him, things in heaven, and things on earth. And what Paul, when he says this, has in mind is the Hebrew concept of shalom. Now, shalom means peace, but it doesn't just mean the absence of conflict. What it really means is the presence of tranquility and joy and a kind of all things being at rest and doing what they are supposed to do. When we talk about things being united to Christ in heaven and on earth, what we're talking about here is everything doing what it's supposed to be doing, what it was originally designed and made for. And so what Paul is telling us here is that the gospel, while it crucially has to do with drawing individual sinners to Jesus, and there's a reason that Paul addresses that first in his letter to the Ephesians, it also, Christ's person and work, has a cosmic or universal dimension. Here, it's not just that the gospel saves us from our sins, takes away our guilt, and then one day transports us to a sort of cloud world in the sky, in the spiritual realm in heaven, where we all play our harps and whatnot. What we have here is hope for a future where all things will be made new, where all things will be in accord with what God had originally planned them for. Okay. So when Paul speaks of Jesus uniting all things in heaven and on earth, he's talking about this sort of cosmic or universal shalom that we'll experience as God's people. So I'm wondering, as you kind of move through the day, you experience some difficulty, some challenges, some tragedy, some crisis, some sadness, some depression, some general hurt and pain and lament and grief at the brokenness of the world. Wonder if you can use Ephesians 1:10 as a jumping off point to think about and look forward to the moment where God will fully and finally consummate what he's already begun in Christ. We know just as certainly as God has made us new creations, he will one day unite all things in heaven and on earth to himself. He will do away with all evil, all injustice that will be punished as necessary. And in its wake, God will leave only shalom, only peace, only joy, and only fulfillment for his people as they glorify him and enjoy him forever. We'll see you next time.